Model GF, podcaster BF. And she says, what does that mean? And I just go, it's just, it's a compliment, but also a joke.
No, I've given myself a rule, and the rule is we will never play Tainted Cane on stream ever again. That'll be a YouTube exclusive. Much like how if you want, you know, when you play the original Pokemon Snap, if you want to print out your pictures, you got to go to Blockbuster. If you want to, if you want to see Tainted Cane, you're gonna have to go to YouTube. Then you're gonna have so many comments about it that like your comment is gonna break the character limit. And as a result of that, it will just get auto-deleted by a filter that I set up that says, if comments are longer than 200 words, please remove them before I can even see it. Then I can't post Castellanos. Or I added an if clause. If message contains, and that's Castellanos with a drive to deep left field, then it bypasses the next action. So you don't have to do it. Consider myself a man of faith. D-A-E if slash then. Anytime NL pauses, I think he's tabbing over to chat to ban somebody. I'll level with you. I've been very light on the bans recently. There was one time last week I was gonna ban somebody, but then Origin got to them first. And then apart from that, it's been pretty pleasant. Yeah, the mods have... If we were in a competition, I would be falling behind them right now, for sure. Wait, Malph, are we... I know I mentioned this earlier. Are we in for PUBG tomorrow, man? I don't even know, dude. Like, I'm shaking already. My hands are shaking. I'm still getting headshots and all that. Okay. It's me! Doll of me! Duh, Dolly? He hit me with the thumbs up. Oh, my... Yeah, are you drunk high? Stop wasting my... When you was still pee-pee in your Pampers, I was squatting with many players better than you. Cine V, way better. I do love the unban request, though. It just says please with no acknowledgement of what they did. Malph, I think what people don't realize as well is that, like, Malph is a sweetheart. But if you, like, wrong him... You're cut out of La Cosa Nostra for life. You're no longer a part of La Familia. You can't just submit an on-ban request that says, please, you gotta, you know, bend the knee and kiss the ring. Note to self, Castellanos meme, still humorous. Delightful, even. Who's Christopher Columbus? Oh, are you talking about the director of Home Alone? Christopher Columbus? Look, I don't see why he's so controversial. Not, you know, Home Alone, great movie. I believe he also did the first Harry Potter movie. I understand, you know, people aren't that into J.K. Rowling. Oh, by the way, we should not be running into enemies anymore. To put it lightly, people not big fans of J.K. Rowling right now. On the other hand, Christopher Columbus, he didn't write the books, he just directed the movies. So I don't see why people are so annoyed about Christopher Columbus, man. Doesn't make any sense to me. Just seems like it's because he's part of Hollywood. 1-0 for Ottawa. Yeah, I honestly hope the Senators crush us. And I'm not being insincere. I hope they freaking destroy us. We don't deserve it, man. Note to self, don't bring up J.K. Rowling either, even as a joke. Yo, Eddie's room, not that big of a deal. How ironic is it, too, that was on the Christopher Columbus meme? That's so good. It was a Levy joke. Ah. Dude, by the way, my own audience... Excuse me, where's the button? My own audience was clowning on me. They were like... Someone left a comment that was like, I love how NL calls it Dogma Plus because he misreads the cross. Excuse me. As being a plus. And I honestly was like, I was so stunlocked when people said that. I was like, it's not Dogma Plus. It's literally just like Dogma. And then it's got a little cross next to it, huh? How about that? I had no idea. You learn something new every day on the internet. Joker. I thought it was a bit. Yeah. A simple bit. That's what it was. It was a simple bit. And then, because I would say Dogma Plus, and then everybody in chat would type Dogma Plus. And in my head, I didn't acknowledge, like, I was like, they just think I'm really smart for knowing the name of this boss, I guess. Fighting Dogma, or is it a bit? I did laugh. You know, you ever hear the expression, like, shit rolls downhill? Apologies for the swear word. But I was laughing, like, this editor at IGN made a tweet that was like, I could never be a YouTuber, and his evidence was like a cross-section of videos from the Verdansk Got Nuked event in Warzone, where all the YouTubers were going. And I was like, IGN, I've gone to bat for you for years. I feel like, you know, you had one review where you said too much water, and, you know, people took it out of context and memed on it for like a whole damn decade. And then you go and do something like this and, like, just dunk on all of YouTube for, like, the 7 most popular creators going, like... And I'm like, do you really have, like, the moral high ground to stand on when you have hundreds of articles on your website that are, like, the hottest, dead or alive, the hottest babes in Soul Calibur? Number 10! You know, like, can't we all just get along? Voldo, number 1. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Number 1, Ivy. Obviously. Based. Thank you. Number 1, Heihachi from the PlayStation 2 version of Soul Calibur 2. Wasn't Yoda in one of those games, or am I losing it? Yoda was. Dude, What did I tell you? Yoda was in Soul Calibur 4. How about that? Anyway, I'm not even trying to stoke the fires against IGN or against the YouTuber face. I'm simply saying you shouldn't be talking smack unless you live in a non-glass house. Unless you do what I do, which is you talk smack over the course of a 5-hour stream and just disable clips. It's just that easy. Okay, and then I got more plays. You take these into that judgment room that hasn't paid out yet, and we're can of corn. This is your can of corn. Some men ask for a can of corn in order to be okay. I'm here to tell you, in this life, you must make your own cans of corn. Could you beat George Washington at chess? It's a tough question. I would like to say the answer to the question is yes. Even if George Washington has played a lot of chess in his... my man's is dead, as we've established many times. But yeah, chess theory is like more developed now. But I will say I give him like a little bit of like an advantage. Just because simply, you know, in the 18th century, like, what else was there to do? My man was he probably played, like, hundreds of hours of chess every year. Just because, like, if you owned a chess board, you were, like, the richest guy in Mount Vernon. What about Columbus? I don't know. I told you, man. He's a film director. I don't know. Probably. He's probably too busy directing movies to learn how to counter the Alapin variant of the Sicilian. There is absolutely no question I would defeat George Washington at Jeopardy. The dude knows absolutely nothing about the Oscars. Or sports. Yeah, I just picture him buzzing in and being like, you know, it's permanent? Being like, this team went on to get one of the greatest upsets in Super Bowl history. And they defeated the undefeated New England Patriots in 2007. George, what is football? No, really, I don't know the answer to the question. What's football? You saw the punchline coming. Plus eight. My God. Are you gonna watch the NFL draft tomorrow? politely. No. Impolitely? Of course not. Insubordinate? I don't think so. Churlish? Yeah. See you there. I don't know what churlish means. I thought it was kind of like, it's disrespectful. Can you name a single player that is going to be drafted this year? Absolutely not. Well, just can't. It's a bit chat, he knows. No, it's not. I can name some players who are active in the NFL. I could not name anybody who is going to be drafted this year. Prove it. Teddy Bruschi. Do you watch the NHL draft? Absolutely not. It's insanely boring. And also, like, if I'm being honest, just very annoying to watch. Because people, like, have opinions on stuff that they don't understand at all. Like, you watch the NHL draft, people are like, come on, you didn't take Tony? Tony's got... The scouting report said he was ranked number 8, and you didn't take Tony? Oh, no, he's gonna die? Oh, yeah, okay, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Sometimes you must create your own can of corn. I'm not going to say that was BS, but all I'm going to say is, Edmund, you'll be hearing from my lawyer. Money, money, money. Local man considered too angry to die. That's me. You can feel the rage coursing through my veins right now. Despite all my rage, I am still just a level 1 mage. Could you not shoot? Tainted Maggie doesn't shoot. Tainted Maggie only knows how to kick bubblegum and take ass, and she's all out of raspberry jelly and eat hot chip. Yo, hot chip is a real thing, right? Like, I thought it was like Andy Capp's hot fries, but it's actually just like, is it like an Australian word for nachos or something like that? They're a band. No, but like, what? Not the band, because yeah, Guns N' Roses are a band too, but they're also a freaking sick Valentine's Day gift if you think about it. It's just hot chips? I think they're hot fries. In the meme, they're talking about Takis. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's Takis and hot Cheetos? I don't think that's the case. I think they're New Zealand fries. Because Chip was talking about it, right? He was like, yeah, I'm just eating hot chip or something. I can't remember. Ask Chibley. He's the only one I'd trust on this one, like, at all. Everybody else is out of their freaking gourd. I'm not trolling. I don't know what the heck Hot Chip is, dude. It's a cool band. They sing One Life Stand, Ready for the Floor, and Over. Chat's telling you, but it seems like they're lying, personally. It's Takis and Hot Cheetos? Do you have to homebrew it, or can you make it yourself? I don't... Because some people are saying it's Takis, and some people are saying they're just French fries. You see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to understand here. How do you feel about baby corn? Hello, Jay. Hello. It's a genre? For a dollar, name a genre. What is math rock? I don't know what hot chip is either. Dude, I'm glad to hear that I'm not the only one, at least. It's mighty confusing. And all these answers in chat aren't helping. Baby corn is pretty good, though. I honestly, like, I think baby corn is just one of those things where, like, I ate so much of it as a child. It was probably one of the top 3 vegetables I consumed the most. That as an adult, I just don't care for it anymore. It I know I said this before, but it has, like, almost like an alien texture for me. Like, I like corn, but baby corn, I'm like, I don't know. It feels like I'm biting into, like, alien cartilage or something. Can't read your mind? That's what the words are supposed to be for. But they're failing me because my mind's all freaking stoked up about hot chip right now, dude. Unbanned court today is going to be good. Oh, no. Have you had the... I did see people being like, chat's been wild and out today. I don't know if you're going to take this as an insult or a compliment, but for me, I'm like, it seems like it's been pretty much the same as normal. I guess you would take that as an insult. Did you see the Keck W guy died? Yeah, I don't know, about like 500 times, but I guess we'll mention it in the vain hope that it doesn't come up again in the future. Yeah, of course. You know, it's now Keck W becomes like reverential, you know, instead of just, you got to acknowledge the legacy of it now, I suppose. Is Luchini by Camp Lo the best hip-hop song of all time? Dude, I got to tell you, I think Luchini gets like a bad rap. Not a bad rap. I think it gets underrated because it has absolutely no social merit whatsoever. Like, it doesn't have a message to the song except, like, partying is nice. But it is insanely great. It's an absolutely wonderful piece of music. The sample is, if I may say so, off the chain. And I'm saying it. Donkey, donkey. It's a great song, man. One of the best for sure. Now, is it as good as Eminem Parking Lot Freestyle 2018? I don't know. It's kind of like asking me to choose like my favorite child. And I don't know if I could choose. It's a very tough question. It's an awfully hot coffee pot. Did you hear or did you see the tweet that went viral today that was like, thinking about Casual Jigsaw from Saw 3D. First thing that went into my head was like, man, I could have come up with that. I could have come up with that one. Because I watched all those Saw movies a couple of years ago, and I didn't even think about Casual Jigsaw, man. But it's a great tweet. But also, it's amazing how much Casual Jigsaw looks like Eminem from the Parking Lot Freestyle. So I was trying to come up with in my head like a tweet that could cross over. You enjoyed being the president of the United States of America. Did you enjoy it when the coffee pot got incredibly hot? The room is slowly filling with hot coffee. Can you stop the hot coffee pot? It's an awfully hot coffee. This is a germ a bit? Dude, what the? He gets to all the bits before me. It's pretty messed up that the last thing Eminem put out that was good was more than 10 years ago. Excuse me. My name is? It's actually more than 20 years ago. Hot take. I like the way you get knife pieces. Hot chip. What is it? Nobody knows the answer. May surprise you. Honey, it's time to die again. Yes, dear. Honey, it's mausoleum one. Time for your dick flattening. Okay. You thought I didn't know memes. I was there. Do not cite the old words to me, which I was there when they were written. I was there when the first meme was created. An owl said, oh, really? Delightful. We laughed and laughed through the night. Then they took on a form of their own. The Wojaks alone take tomes and tomes to explain. It's incomprehensible. Please stop talking about the game. Well, I keep trying to banter, but every time I try to banter, I'm like, hey, you know, Tycho Brahe, died because he was so polite, he held in his pee until his bladder exploded and he got sepsis. Everyone's like, yeah, did you also know that, like, one time after he had too much mead, he said some really messed up stuff? I can't believe you don't know that. Everyone's been talking about it. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? He directed Home Alone. And they're like, yeah. And subjugated an entire continent in the process. And I'm like, really? I thought Macaulay Culkin was just like, he was kind of a jerk to me. I can't be expected to hold all this information in my head, man. See, there you go. Tycho Brahe owned slaves. There you go. Sorry, you can't make a joke about Tycho Brahe anymore. Yep, might as well just be joking about Christopher Columbus at this point. Sad, man. Looks like you guys love that one, but your kids are gonna hate it. Chib, don't tell him. Chib, what the? Please tell me, please. I'm getting trolled to oblivion here, Chib. I'm spiraling. What the hell is hot chip, dude? Please. I'm begging you. I'm getting so trolled. Hot chip is fries. See? People in America, the Americans in chat were like, the meme refers to Andy Capp's Hot Fries, a snack that's only available in Southern Delaware. And I'm like, I don't think so, buddy. I don't think so. The meme does refer to spicy chips, though. Okay. Thank you, Chib. Thank you. You appreciate it. Chib, everybody. Chib, what's your thoughts on baby corn? Do it be schmackin'. Yo, by the way, I got, first off, two things went wrong with my love of the snack known as Pirate's Booty. One of them is the first time I bought them, it was two bags for a dollar. Or let me rephrase, that would just be absurd. It was two bags for $5. Great deal, right? I was at the grocery store, put them in my cart, got rung up by the cashier, $5.49 a bag. Crazy. I wasn't going to be like, you know, just put them back at that point, you know, it's just like, that's, it's crazy. So I was like, it's already like a little expensive. And then secondarily, I didn't know there were two different kinds of Pirate's Booty. There's Pirate's Booty rice plus corn, and then there's Pirate's Booty just corn. And I accidentally bought the just corn variety. And they were just like Cheetos. I mean, they were still good, don't get me wrong. But I was like, I wanted the rice plus corn variety. And this one, these are just like yellow Cheetos, which again is fine. It's also known as hot chip in parts of the world, in case you're not aware. But I was like, they don't have the same crunch. They're more of like a chew, which is, again, I can't stress enough. It's okay, but it wasn't what I was looking for. Were they schmackin'? They were still pretty schmackin', but they weren't as schmackin', for one. Did you know baby carrots are just big carrots that got shaved down? I had heard that, indeed. They were just regular carrots, and then they got a Brazilian wax or something. Disgusting. Based and tuber-pilled. I couldn't care it less. It's pretty good. Anyway, long story short, like, I'm probably still gonna buy Pirate's Booty, but I liked it more when it was cheaper. So if anybody from the Pirate's Booty Corporation is like watching this, the cheaper your product is, the more I like it. In case that maybe factors into your market research somewhere. In case you're curious, as a representative consumer, I would say the cheaper your product is, the more I like it. And just do with that information what you will. You don't have to pay a focus group. Chib, you want to join like focus groups with me? I think that would be like the dream job in retirement. I know I said I would do okay driving Uber. Well, not, I don't want to drive Uber because I don't want people to throw up in my car. But I'll drive like DoorDash and just like leave people's food at their front step or something. That sounds okay. But a focus group sounds even better. What is a focus group? It's a thing where, like, a company gets you to, like, sample their product in a big meeting room with a bunch of other people who are supposed to represent a, like, cross-section of representative people. And then they go, like, how does the mascot, Corny the Bull, make you feel? And you go, I feel like Corny was taunting me with his massive horns. And then they go, okay, Bull, please tone down the testosterone count on the Bull. It's making men in the 35 to 54 age group feel emasculated. Emasculated men are less likely to purchase beef jerky. I think I would be a good focus group. No, I'm kind of like, I'm not that weird. Because people can't decide whether I'm some kind of like sick freak or whether I'm the most normal person on this website. I think I'm so normal and okay with being normal that it's weird. I think because I have no insecurity advertisers can exploit. I've become the Dr. Manhattan of consumer spending. And as a result, I can't be marketed to. He's immune to ads. But that's maybe why I would be so good as a focus group, because I would know like exactly, I would be like, yeah, that wouldn't work on me. And they'd be like, all right, it's perfect. You know what I mean? Nope, me neither. Built different, exactly. Says the man who buys branded products. Yes. I grow my own internet, actually, just so you know. You will. It's farm to table internet. These packets came from a fair trade farmers market located in the Router Rainforest. Hello, gamers. It is Friday, April the 30th. 30 days has April, by the way. Not 31. It's the final day. The final day of April. One of the months of the year. Not one of the... I mean, it's not the best. It's not the worst. You might think it's the worst because of, like, the tax deadline. Why don't you just do your taxes on January 1st like Ned Flanders? It's not that big of a deal. What is the worst month? I don't know, man. Like, February's pretty bad. February, low-tier month. January is also, like, pretty not good. However, at least January does have a real day off on January 1st. And you kind of, you know, there's, like, leftover Christmas stuff and stuff like that. February's pretty bad, man. February's pretty bad. August? Are you insane? August is one of the better months. It's one of the better months. We were talking about what's the worst month of the year. I suggested February for, I mean, it depends, like, on Northern Hemisphere versus Southern Hemisphere, I think. In the Northern Hemisphere, February tends to be cold. Tends to be, well, in Vancouver, it's a little rainy, which is not the worst thing in the world, but, you know, it's the winters are remarkably mild. It has no real holiday. I think in BC, it has Family Day, which is, I guess, a real holiday. You do get the day off. People will for real, like, see no problem with the idea that they laugh at something called Family Day, but, like, on President's Day, they're like, so true! But anyway. And then, like, Valentine's Day, it has pluses and minuses. Plus, like, that's the other thing. February is, like, such an obvious afterthought that it only has 28 days. Like, even Gregorius. Take two. Even Gregarious, the guy who invented the calendar, was like, hey, we need a month to screw over for eternity to make it 28 days so the solar year actually represents one orbit of the Earth around the sun. And they were like, oh, just do it to February, man. If you had to shorten any month, shorten February. Nobody's going to miss it. That's why I always say February is the lowest tier month. There's some that are, like, not even close. Everybody loves June, I think, for the most part. You know, unless you have some personal reason not to. But, like, June, it's got good weather. You get off from school oftentimes. Maybe May if it's, you know, if you live in a part of the world where the school year ends in May. But June is always good. May's pretty lit. December's a classic. You know, look, my birthday's in November. But I gotta admit, December has a lot of advantages. Christmas, not just for the celebration of Christmas itself, but also, you know, for the time off that gets associated with it. I mean, I like all the summer months, but I'm sure it depends where you live. Like, May to October are real good. I like them all. And then, like, November, look, I got nothing against it because my birthday's in that month, but the weather do be being pretty bad. Macros, don't talk about the weather. You can't be trusted as you are Australian. One of the very few things I know about Australia is they got their weather backwards as a joke, just to laugh. Just to wall have winter, mate, when the earth will do it for you, mate. Okay, just to be honest, I don't know if you were actually talking about the weather. I just saw you talking and I assumed it was about the weather. The unsub button isn't working. Oh, Pog, they got my email. What's your favorite AHA flavor so far? I have stopped drinking AHA as it has provided me with heartburn for the first time in my life. Instead, I have gone back to Spark Mouth, and it has nothing to do with the fact that they sent me an email massaging my frail ego and saying, thank you for the shout outs. What's your favorite flavor? I have not responded to that email yet. I enjoy maintaining the veil of journalistic integrity for the time being. But the overtures have been made. I also, dude, I'm mixing it up today. So I got like this this tumbler, right? It's probably about 700 milliliters capacity. So I put one can Sparkmouth strawberry, one can Sparkmouth lemon. Oh, baby. That's nice. That's nice. Pretty good. What can I say? I'm going to call it lemon strawberryade. Minus two. Not quite a fork. Not quite a spoon. A fapoon. Delightful. Explain like I'm five. What does bone spurs do? By the way, you're right. Stapler literally does nothing. Bone spurs does nothing. Stapler shows up every run. Dude, you ever use one of those stapleless staplers? Kate got one. It's pretty cool. Like, you wouldn't want to staple together, like, your book report or something like that. But, they're garbage. Well, you wouldn't want to staple together, like, a bunch of stuff. But if you got to punch a hole in something, then, you know, I guess you could just get a hole punch now that I think about it. Sissy? Uh-oh. Kate said, did you just clean the bathtub yesterday? I feel like I'm about to get roasted. I did clean the bathtub yesterday. Let me guess. Why is there so much hair in it? And then it's just because I'm hairy. Is that what's coming up next? Just waiting for the reply here. It does make a nice sound. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like Crinkle Panda, dude, when the bone spurs get created. Truly deafening silence. Did you clean the toilet too? Uh-oh. I did, yeah. Is the toilet destroyed too? Are they broken? Did I break them? Thought I did an okay job, but can I do that? No answer. Come on, man. Come on. Oh, okay. Bad start. Uh-oh, what? She just hit me with the uh-oh. She is a troll in chat. She's got me all anxious now that I'm like, I accidentally used a all-purpose cleaner, which you can't. It's okay. I will clean it. Oh, no. What am I? I cleaned it yesterday. I did use it today, but I cleaned it yesterday. Yeah, that's the thing. It's called all-purpose. You can't use it on the toilet? Come on, man. Oh, all-purpose. Except for the toilet. How often do you clean your bathroom? I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to steal Kate's valor. I did clean the bathroom yesterday. On average, I think she cleans it like once every 2 weeks or something like that. Blue marks all around the toilet? Oh, okay. So I probably didn't scrub, I guess, the all-purpose cleaner away fast enough. But that's just a part of it. Are we doing like? What do you mean that's just a part of it? I'm being like, do we have to be a tier 3 subscriber to hear the rest? I feel like I'm getting Game of Thrones tier. Okay. Anyway, we'll figure it out. My cleaning ability is being doubted. Honestly, like, it should be doubted. I'm not detail-oriented enough to be a good... It's an excuse, okay? Like, I'm not saying it's right. But I do suck at cleaning. It doesn't come naturally to me. I have to work harder at being better at it. I also, like, it takes me longer to recognize a mess. So I'm like, hey, what's the problem? You know, it looks good to me. And then... It did not look good. Big same. I hear you. Oh, like you're doing right now? Oh, don't hit me. Don't hit me with your weird raindrops. I actually, like, I didn't take soy milk just for the meme. I actually think that, like, I mean, we have default starting damage, but our rate of fire is, like, 6 times higher. Like, this is good. What does he say? I sent some shots at your fitted. Gra-ta-ta-ta. I forget what he says. He said, I ain't with it. Send some shots at your fitted. He's dead? No. No. Oh, yeah. That lame. I ain't with it. He's not dead. Some viral video sensations have died. I do know that he went to prison. And then after he got out of prison, briefly became famous again. I don't believe that he died. Never heard that he died, at least. And you'd think I would have been, like, the first person to know. I mean, Sack Alter, eventually, sure, but for now, Demon Baby. We will never see Sack Alter again. The classic Family Guy? Demon Baby is good, but Sack Alter could be anything. It could even be Demon Baby. A bird on the hand is worth two in the hush, man. That's The Simpsons. Extremely wrong. I would also like to believe it's The Simpsons, so I didn't have to admit that Family Guy had one good joke over the course of its entire 42-season run. But sadly, we live in the real world where we have to acknowledge reality. And the reality is that that is Family Guy. Proof that a broken watch can be right twice a day. Dude, I was laughing today. Again, because I'm 50 years old, I peruse all the investing subreddits. And every day that the total market goes down, which is describes today, there's always like some person in the mega threads that's like, what are you doing? And then they post like the ticker symbol of a total stock market ETF. It makes me laugh every time. Bro, what's happening to VEQT? And you're like, what are you? Sorry, okay. I'm just once per stream. You're not an intellectual. Genuinely don't even understand. No, so don't worry about it. It wasn't humorous in the slightest to begin with. What are Canadian investor threads like? Largely like pump and dump scams. And, you know, if you look at someone's post history, it's always like on the first day of the month, they're like, am I stupid or is this the easiest stock play of all time? As soon as the recovery happens, this stock's going to go to the moon. And then, like, a piece of bad news comes out, and they drop 30% in 2 weeks. And then they go, what happened? You get the idea. I did see, by the way, that one of my tweets got reposted by, like, an Instagram meme account for millennials. It wasn't even the Thanos tweet, right? Like, it was the one that was, like, being a millennial means, like, when you check your voicemail, you're relieved that it's a robot trying to steal your bank account details instead of someone that you actually have to call back. In the old days, that was a good tweet for sure. In the old days, it was a good tweet. Nowadays, I don't even think about, you know, what did it get, like 5,000 likes? Big whoop. Very relatable. When were the old days? Before my Thanos tweet blew up and I got invited to sit at the cool kids table, the viral tweet Discord. Your Thanos tweet is doing numbers like dream tweeting sup. Dude, it's don't even. I spend years crafting the perfect tweet. Somebody on Twitter tweets like, tell me which one of these snacks is your favorite? 150,000 retweets overnight. And everyone just ices me. I get it. You can reroll your run into having the defense items. Can I just run something by you, though? Like, I know you typed it, like, 1,000 times. I don't have, a reroll. I don't have, like, a D4 or, the D100 or a dice room or anything. So, I gotta just... What are you, drunk high? Okay, I don't remember how this boss fight works at all, so... You'll excuse me. Try dodging. Oh my god. Going offline, guys. I was right. We got hit once.
Subscribe to my podcast for more takes like this.